Hello, it's the post-match show from the Glenbrook, straight after the game, down the road from the ground, after Liverpool beat Norwich City 3-1. I've got Chloe Bloxham, I've got Steve Evo, and I've got Damien Cavada. And Cav, I don't think I've ever celebrated a 2-1 against Norwich that much in my life. Oh. It was fun. As that ball rolled over the line, the cops sucked it in old-fashioned style. That fun, brilliant.
What a way to open up the show talking about that goal. I mean, I'm beyond, it's disproportionately beyond delighted over this routine win. I mean, and when we get the third goal, you wonder what all the fuss was about. Yeah. But at that moment, when that goal went in, it was genuinely a truly great Anfield moment. World-class skill. Liverpool are behind, needing snookers in the title race. The game's not going the way that we want. The goalie looks around for the fast ball out and can't work it out and goes long. The touch was angelic, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? He took it down and it was slow motion the way he just deliberately went through the move. Took the goalie the wrong way, took his time, rolled into the goal, and being 5'6" in block 202, I never see the fucking thing cross the line. It just went in, but I could guess what was happening around me, that it went in. It was absolutely fantastic, absolutely buzzing. I could have just come out the ground there and then. It was special, but it's not a decisive moment in the title race. It's not the greatest goal we've ever scored. It's not the most important, but it's world-class entertainment, and what it meant to everyone in that stadium. It was just wild. It was fantastic. I'm going to have a great night tonight. This Guinness tastes marvellous.
And you look wonderful, mate. And listen, Chloe, there was plenty of problems with the performance, and we'll come on to them. But when Anfield turns like that, when it goes to one, and everyone just decides, we're getting another one, and we're getting another one again. The three forwards all to score it. It did feel electric in there.
Yeah, that is the special Anfield atmosphere that we all know and love. That is what I want to see every single week. And my God, did we need a kick up the arse? Yeah, we did. And we got it when Norwich went 1-0 up. He went 1-0 up and then Anfield came alive. And it goes to show you that this Anfield, you know, the atmosphere at Anfield, you can say all you want about it, but when our lads need us, we are there. And they responded to us. They used our adrenaline. They used our fury and they went and put it in their performance. And my God, I've seen some comebacks and I react to them all the same. Absolutely out of me body stuff it was. I was frozen stuff up in the car, but my God, when we went 1-0 behind, I was warm, I was furious, I was fuming, and we came alive, and my God, it was unbelievable. What an atmosphere to be in, and this title race is still fucking on, boys.